Many of us spend our day looking only at what's in front of us. The work at hand, the endless scroll on our phone, the next show to binge. Illinois State University's Planetarium offers a different way to see the world. The Planetarium is currently screening a Mayan archaeoastronomy show about how the ancient Mayans interpreted the night sky. In this interview with WGLT student reporter Jayla Johnson, Planetarium Director Thomas Wilmich explains the value of reconnecting with nature on and beyond Earth.
The thing that the planetarium brings is just an appreciation of how beautiful the natural world is. You see the rhythms in nature and their beauty. You see the beauty of the night sky. You see how people before us looked up and into the night and imagined all sorts of stories that really were woven around their beliefs. Beyond that, astronomy brings a real excitement to people, particularly children. Kids get super excited about two things, dinosaurs and the stars. And, you know, start talking astronomy and pretty soon, after the shows, kids will come up and say, hey, did you know about this satellite or about this space mission or about this planet or that asteroid. Kids get so excited about this. And although I don't expect those kids to grow up and be professional astronomers, they may well go into engineering or education. No matter what they do, at least they have an appreciation of the natural world around them.
What is the difference between an astronomy and archaeoastronomy show?
Some of our programs delve into mythology. Shows like the Mayan archaeoastronomy show, as the name implies, we look back at the way the ancient Mayans viewed the night sky. At the same time, some of our shows look at science and our understanding of the universe today. Those shows, immersive just like the Mayan show, but where the Mayan show is colorful artwork filling our dome, in the more science-based shows, we actually take you to distant worlds. So you'll fly past the moon, you'll travel to Mars and stand on its surface, you'll delve deep into the Milky Way galaxy and seeing nebulae, the birthplace of stars, seeing star clusters, both open star clusters and the majestic globular star clusters. We travel out beyond the Milky Way to visit other galaxies as well. We look both forward in time to the ultimate fate of the universe, and we look back to the origins of the universe.
Where does planetarium shows originate from?
Those programs are professionally produced, and they come from all over the world. The Mayan show comes from a major planetarium down in Mexico, and we run shows, we have a great many shows that we run that come from the European Southern Observatory. And those shows are not just about the southern sky, but they look at things like the entire universe, the program From Earth to the Universe. It's a tour of the solar system. We visit each of the planets in turn, including some of the minor planets, worlds like Ceres, the first dwarf planet ever discovered, and Pluto, the best known of the dwarf planets. Beyond that, though, the show then goes out and explores the Milky Way galaxy. We look at star clusters, we look at the nebulae, the birthplace of stars, and then we travel out beyond the Milky Way to visit the universe. We see galaxies, we even go back to the time of the Big Bang.
Why is it important to learn about astronomy?
It gives us an appreciation of our past. You know, we can look back and see how it is we've come to understand the world today. And sadly, a lot of us have lost that sense of nature. One of the things the planetarium does is it looks at the rising and setting of the sun. At the end of every show, we bring up the night sky and point out some of the bright stars and constellations. And you begin to get a sense of the wonder of the night sky, just how beautiful it is, the stars. And you start to understand how it was that the ancients, they looked at the stars and wove reality, but they wove their myths around those stars. And even if at the time they didn't see some of those myths as true stories, they did see them as truths.
That's Thomas Wilmich, director of Illinois State University's Planetarium. Its current show is Mayan Archaeoastronomy, Observers of the Universe. It runs this weekend and next. Wilmich spoke with WGLT student reporter Jayla Johnson.